Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
We have Ped from the Blue Room. Hello, Ped.
Morning.
Still the joys of the weekend reverberating around your head?
I'm never Tony. I'm always full of joy. Everyone knows this.
You're always full of highs and lows.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
There's never a consistent in your life being an Evertonian. The lovely thing at the moment is all the stuff we're reading this week about Tom Davies. So yet again, there's another full page on the boy in the Daily Telegraph today. Nothing tops watching a homegrown star beat the system. The display of Tom Davies at the weekend went beyond just Everton fans. It spoke of the deepest wishes of all football fans, is what's written here. And it's probably right. Anyone watching that performance at the weekend, watching that kid do the stuff of dreams, you couldn't help but get sucked into it.
No, and to be honest, we've been talking about him for a while. You know, he burst onto the scene last season. He played, I think, the last home game against Norwich. And you just look at his attitude to playing the game, and it's completely different from anyone else. It's so refreshing. And to see a young lad who's obviously a massive Evertonian come through and play like that. And I think this is what separates him. There's a swagger to him, but it's not an arrogance. It's a swagger. You know, you see some players and they're full of themselves, they're cocky, they are, you know, driving the Range Rovers before the, you know, even in the first team and all this kind of thing. He seems the opposite. He seems to just have it on the pitch, have that kind of swagger playing the way he's, you know, with his socks and when you look at him with his hair and everything, but there doesn't seem to be any airs or graces about him, and that's what fans want. They want that connection, which I think has been lost between players and the fans. And when you see homegrown players come through, it reaffirms that bond you have with your football club. So,
and particularly throw yourself into the crowd after you score the goal, which clearly wasn't preemptive, but sort of demonstrated some inner love.
Yeah, probably. You know what? He probably maybe thought that's what I'm going to do when I score my first goal.
Do you think he did?
Well, it's just that it was the fact that he got all the players grabbed hold of him, and then he had that composure to go, hang on, I've still got something left to do here, and jumped in the crowd, and it was great to see. The goal was great to see. As soon as he'd done that that chop, you know, where he cut back, and I just thought, please, something happened here. I want this one piece of skill to be shown again and again and again for the right reasons, because you see things during the game and you never see them again because there's no end product. So to see him finish it off, and because I thought Lukaku had actually got the touch. It wasn't until I got outside that I found out he hadn't, and just to know that he'd scored the goal was, you know, and now he's being talked about as widely as it is, it's fantastic. Because as I say, we've on our show, we've been talking about him for months, so it's nice to be proven right for once.
So you get shot into a different sort of stratosphere once you do that in that sort of game against a Manchester City. That sort of man of the match performance when you're getting full pages written about you every day in the national newspapers. Yeah. You're a different entity now, aren't you, if you're Tom Davies?
Well, I, do you know what? It reminds me a little bit of when Wayne Rooney came through. It almost feels like all these stories...
Well, that's a bold one, though.
No, but... What I mean by that is that it almost feels like a lot of these stories were already written, and it was almost like, because I remember when Rooney came through, and it was like they were waiting for that moment when he produced some piece of magic to start putting out all these stories that probably had been pre-written for months about him. And it almost feels a little bit same about Tom Davies. It's like people knew about him. He's been fantastic for the under-23s, head and shoulders above anyone else in that Everton team that is winning the league at the moment. You know, he's trained with the England first team under Roy Hodgson. He's captained England at under 19s, under 17s. It might be the last international weekend, but he played three times in like 4 days for the England under 19s, because he was that important to them. So people have obviously known about him, and they were just waiting for them to make that step. And it was whether Ronald Koeman was going to give him that step, because it was only in December when Ronald Koeman said the players in the under-23s weren't ready. And then suddenly we've seen this influx. I think it was after the Watford game, that was the game for me when it felt like Ronald Koeman decided that's enough for some of those players. Started putting the likes of Tom in, Holgate, we've seen Calvin Lewin come into the team. John Joe Kenny was on the bench for one of the games as well. So there has been an influx, and now you've got some like Keenan.
And he was doing that maybe to make a point as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think you know, some of the games. I mean, there's some of the games when Tom had been named on the bench, and then was coming. He was the first off the bench as well, and it felt like it was a very quick transition for Ronald Koeman from in his thinking from thinking, you know what, I'm not just going to put these kids on for show. If I'm going to put them on the bench, I'm actually going to use them. And you know, the transition's been so quick into the first team, and the last few games, he's looked great. He's still looked quite raw. He still looked quite raw on against Manchester City. You know, not always. Sometimes trying to be too clever and losing the ball in dangerous positions. But when he's you know, you see the other side of the runner, sorry, when he does things like that, and it ends up in the back of the net.
Mark Quayle made a great point before, and he said you almost need, as a young player now, to enter the team and have a man of the match performance. Mm. You, such is the hype that goes around all the youngsters, you know, in the games they play. You know, for a Tom Davis, he had to have like a man of the match game. Oh, it seems only fitting that way. Do you know what I mean? You can't just burst onto the scene and do it gradually these days.
Yeah, and I think what's really important is, you know, at the moment, there's Everton are obviously in transition. There looks like there's going to be a lot of ins and outs, and you've got Morgan Schneiderlin coming into the squad, and you know, you think about it, a weak manager could have just gone, right, what have we got in the squad? Let's take the youngest player out of the squad, bring Morgan into the team, and we'll be fine. But he's left Tom Davies in there. He left them on the bench, left them on the pitch when he could have brought him off on Sunday as well. And Tom's rewarded the manager. And now there's a lot of big decisions to be made about this Everton midfield, because suddenly with James McCarthy back, Morgan Schneiderlin, obviously Garner's still away, suddenly you look at that midfield and think, you know, there's a lot of good players in there now who could fill those roles. And it would be very easy to just say, right, let's get the 19-year-old lad to give him a break. So I suppose in that way, he had to produce a man of the match performance to show the manager that he deserves to keep his place.
Yeah, because what's the new Everton midfield going to be? Well, once things have been shaken up a little bit, you've obviously got Schneiderlin, Gaze there.
Yeah.
Now Tom Davis as well. How are Everton going to play, do you foresee, in the future?
Well, I mean, it is really hard to know that. And obviously, you never get that. It's great when you sit down on a piece of paper and go, what's your ideal 11? But, you know, football's not like that. We get injuries, we get suspensions, and players get tired as well. But I mean,
but there's some players you Garner, always want in the team.
Garner's
one of them.
Garner's going to always play, I think, for me. I think eventually Snarland's going to always play as well. I think Tom can be the other one. And it might mean a change of position for Ross Barkley. Because what we've seen on Sunday, for all the hype that Tom's got, Ross has produced two assists in the D outside the box. And that's where, you want him playing. You want him playing near where suddenly he's got options ahead of him. And with players like Tom Davies breaking from midfield, suddenly you might get a little bit more out of Ross now. So it might mean Ross playing a little higher up the pitch. But look at someone like James McCarthy. I mean, he's more likely maybe to go in the summer. I think Ronald Koeman likes him now. I think he liked the performances he put in Arsenal, first half against Liverpool. And I think he'll be looking and saying some, you know, fight.
What, squad player?
No, I think he'll be saying fight for your position. I don't think Ronald Koeman's sentimental whatsoever. I don't think he cares. I don't think he's one of these managers who has favourites and says you're playing every game. I think he is one of these people who's just, if you get the shirt, you'll keep the shirt. So it might be up to James McCarthy now to try and win it back. But James McCarthy might be of the mind where he's saying, well, to be honest, I might want it. I fancy going somewhere else. But it gives the manager a lot of good headaches. And even Gareth Barry had a great game on Sunday. He just sat in front of the back four because we played so deep.
Well, again, Sharpie thought he was the main man.
Well, he was great, but when we go and play, I mean, the thing about Sunday was that we played on the counter-attack. Now, that's not going to happen every game. We've done this before. We did this against Man United. We did this against Arsenal in Martinez's first season, and we looked great on the counter-attack. But the last couple of seasons, we came unstuck when we had to be expansive, when teams did the same to us and sat in and said, break us down. Gareth Barry's not going to be the right man for that because he's not got enough energy. He doesn't get around the pitch enough. And that's where he struggled in the last three months probably. We need more energy in midfield. And that's obviously what the sign of Morgan Schneiderlin's designed to do, what Tom brings you. So we've got, I think what we're starting to get is players for different tactics in the side, which again is something you really need now. That, you know, football, it moves on so quickly. You have so many different kinds of way of playing, and if you've got those different players to suit different ways of playing, then you know you're going to win more games of football.
Well, Tom Davis done brilliantly. Kieran Dowell's another one who's basically getting his name in the headlights. The under-threes did superb early this week on Monday night. Mick57 says on the Twitter here, Rhino needs to take loads of credit for what he's done with the kids. They're not kids, really, are they? But the under-23s, take about David Unsworth. He's certainly cultivated something, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's cultivated a team spirit as well. And he's got all these lads together. And I don't know whether the change in the rules has helped, would it be now under 23s. That seems to have created a little bit more of that old reserve team, spirit, or maybe having a couple of more older players in there rather than... Well, it's bridged the gap, I think, a little bit. Kieran Dahl is the next one. I think he might have to go on loan for the rest of the season, possibly, just to... I think physically he's not quite up to it yet. He looks a cracking player, but obviously he's got to bridge that physical gap for the type of player he is. He's a winger who likes to come off, and he's got a great left foot. But what David Unsworth's done is absolutely amazing, because he's steeped in it. He's done that route himself. He's come through, took his chance, played in the last Everton team to win a trophy. I mean, I've spoke to him, and he's so, number one, he loves being at Everton and working with Everton every day, and has so much pride in doing that. And he just wants to bring the kids through. And it's a fantastic crop. And you've seen now how much sort of Jurgen Klopp's starting to pay attention to that, because he understands that Liverpool have missed out in probably the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years.
The whole Liverpool philosophy is about bringing
youth
through,
and they've
now
missed out on that completely. And this is something I've listened to what Jurgen Klopp said about this, and the German mentality of having pride in not just creating players for your own academy, but creating players for other teams as well. So we're going to be in for a fight now, because we've probably had that our own way the last 10, 15 years, bringing players through and into the academy. So it's going to be a fight, but certainly this crop and what we've got going on underneath the first team is really encouraging. And you don't want to, we were talking about this the other day, and you think, imagine having another like sort of class of 92, because it almost feels like there is six or seven underneath the first team that could step up. But you know what we've got at the moment is some decent players in the first teams are blocking that route, so, which is a good thing as well.
Take it nice and slowly. Right, let's go from the young ones to the older gentleman in Phil Jagielka. So David Moyes apparently in the hunt for taking him for £4 million. David Moyes in the hunt once again for taking Phil Jagielka this summer. It seems like things have really sort of gone on a rapid downward spiral for Phil Jagielka. Do you feel a little bit sorry for the man?
No, I would have sold him in the summer.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's been a great Everton servant, but I think the writing was on the wall in the summer. And we've seen it this season when him and Ashley Williams have played. You know, he drags Ashley Williams down for me as well. They both look their age when they play together. And when the two of them and Funes Mori played in the three at Chelsea, I think that was one of the reasons we took such a hide in that day. There was no pace. There's no dynamism in that back three. And I think we shoot a back three, and when Holgate plays in it, I think we look such a better side. And I think Phil Jagielka has been told now that he's definitely not going to be a starter. And it's up to him what his next step is. And to be fair to Phil, he deserves to be playing first team football. I don't know if he deserves to go to Sunderland. I mean, who deserves that? But but he does deserve to be playing first team football. And sadly, he's one of those players, and it does happen where the legs just go really quickly. And it seemed like around September, October time, his legs just went. And he didn't have that young player next to him to sort of get him out of the trouble. Maybe in the last couple of seasons. I know our defensive record was pretty poor, but he had John Stones next to him. He had a little bit of legs. He had something a little bit different. But with Ashley Williams next to him, they're too similar at what they do. I just think Ashley Williams is a little bit better, because I think Ashley Williams, he just doesn't get injured, and when he is injured, he just seems to run through it, whereas Phil doesn't seem to have that same makeup. I don't know whether it's because of that knee injury he had a few years back or what it is, but if we can get it's not about getting a replacement. We actually need another first team centre back. I think we need someone with a little bit of pace, someone with a little bit of nous on the ball, and that'd be incredibly hard to find. I know the name on everyone's lips is Van Dijk. We should have took him from Celtic when we had the chance. I think a lot bigger Champions League established clubs will be looking at him now, so I think that might be our chance gone. But if we can get a first team centre back, then I'd happily let Phil Jagielka go and play the rest of his days somewhere else.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.